time for the best 5 minutes of the day, a conversation with our neuropsychologist friend, Jason Kanz. Tries to come down to our level here, make it, you know, the cookies reachable, I guess. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
My kid's graduating today, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hearing the birds sing outside, it's a good start to the day.
Alex has poured himself into high school. He's bright.
Yep.
He's smart. And yep. He has, those extracurriculars, I mean, he certainly has maxed out on those.
Yeah, done both, I think, everything in the choir program as well as being in band. And I assume took some other classes as well, but I know the music stuff has always been there.
I'm surprised Alex isn't planning to pursue music full time.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that that's still part of the thought down the line is to do teaching music. At least it's at least in the consideration, though I'm not sure that's where he will end up, but definitely thinking about it.
I think has thought about like archaeology, right?
Anthropology.
Yep. Yeah. Anthropology.
Yeah, I think that's more where things are at this point. And I mean, it could be both. Who really knows? You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do until my second year of my PhD program. So, you know, I think we often make changes as we get going through it. And,
yeah.
But
I knew I wanted to be a sportscaster in eighth grade. So
really?
Ninth grade, something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh, interesting. I can't say that surprises me about you.
Yeah. No, I think I may have contemplated lawyer a little bit, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of school. So,
yeah. So was it Bob Uecker?
Jim Irwin. He did the Packers, the Bucks, the Badgers occasionally, filled in on the Brewers, and actually interviewed him for it was a ninth grade like career paper, I guess. So yeah,
nice. I had a cousin, Mark Kanz, who worked out of Green Bay as an announcer. He did radio for the Green Bay Packers, and so
okay, huh?
So,
didn't know that. I had wanted to talk about not this, but.
You never know
sometimes.
Where we're going.
No, what I wanted to do was Memorial Day.
Sure.
Just the idea. And this was really knocked me out of my chair yesterday. And I guess just when you hear the numbers again, Memorial Day was born out of the horror of the Civil War when more than 600,000 soldiers, Union and Confederate, fell in battle. And over the years, it's become a day to honor all the men and women who have given their lives in the cause of freedom. But I just... blew me away. I mean, when you think about how much the population was so much less then.
Right. Yeah, you know, that was devastating, right? I mean, this idea of how many people gave their lives and were injured and wounded and how it really tore apart the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, this far removed from it, I think sometimes we don't understand the gravity of going to war with your brothers and sisters, right? And it was hugely traumatic for the nation, and I think in some regards still is. And it's good to remember that, I think, for those who've given their lives as well.
And I guess one of the things that, as we remember those, that's what this is, Memorial Day. This isn't Veterans Day. And friends
Correct.
We have who've served are like, please get that.
Yep.
But also, I guess what's just in my heart this morning, and I think you agree, is violence isn't the answer.
Right. Yeah. You know, I think that's, for me, that's one of the things that I keep coming back to. It breaks my heart when I see people using violence to try and get their way to accomplish their goals, and to see even Christians getting behind that. It feels to me like we miss the way of Jesus when violence is our first approach.
And I think even when we're going to set the scripture aside today because we're just tackling this, but
yeah.
I think just the idea of like the Civil War to that extent, I mean, as we look back, and we can even, it's come up, you know, earlier in the presidential campaign because of something Nikki Haley had said, and then she had to backtrack a little bit. But the fact is that, wow, if there was any way that could have been dealt with, you know, apart from a civil war, I have to wonder, like, and maybe it came to that. But really, as you look back on the other side, you hope that's a life lesson like the Holocaust that would never be repeated again. But on both fronts, it seems like, no, history seems to repeat itself, you know?
Yeah. You know, and part of me wonders what's behind that. Is it that we have so much distance from it What is happening within people, what's happening psychologically that we begin to devalue other people so much that taking their lives seems to be the right option.
I think that's where Imago Dei and everybody's an image bearer is vital. And I think there's so much us against them that's beat into you like a hammer hitting a nail. And
for
then
sure.
the demonization of the other side, if you don't agree with me. And it even climbs into the church, right? That's why we got 400,000 churches.
Right. Absolutely. And I, you know, we talk about this a lot, too. And it's not just out there that it's happening. I'm well aware of I'm not violent, physically violent towards other people, though I can find my thoughts drifting that way where I'm like, oh, I wish this would happen. And then it's to kind of catch that and go, man, is that really who I want to be? And so I think those violent seeds are in a lot of us.
Well, I think that's what I want to bring it back to in the end here is even verbal violence, right? And and the violence maybe that you express that you don't realize in terms of micro violence, like on social media, what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where those seeds begin.
We always go back to G.K. Chesterton and Alexander Solzhenitsyn, that line that runs through each of our hearts. Thank you, friend.
You bet. Talk to you later.
See you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye. Again, kind of an emotional morning for me personally on this end because I'm just learning of the passing of a dear brother in the Lord, Jerome Jacobs, a longtime listener and volunteer and supporter of the station. I mean, he's been a longtime supporter of WIB Incorporated. He's been a supporter of Teamwork Africa. I met him after that Sri Lankan tsunami which was the day after Christmas back, 20 years ago. And we decided to do since it was the day after Christmas, it's like, hey, what if we had a used toy sale? We've got way too much here. And we ended up raising $9,000 3 months later and we gave it all to World Vision. And he was incredibly helpful with that. And he's been a dear friend of Peggy and mine ever since. And saw him at the August 26th, 50th anniversary celebration, which was so wonderful. And he'd had open heart surgery several years before, and he was doing fine. But apparently, I'm learning this morning that he had contracted pneumonia back in March. And things quickly went downhill, says another very close friend. She says... Rebecca says, my grandma and mom kept in constant touch with him and said through it all, he had joy and peace. He was definitely ready to go. But parting is such sweet sorrow, right? So, and he was the best. He was the best. That's all I can say. And you've heard, I played a drop of his here earlier this morning on WWIB. So, All right, so just being real with you, which we try to be, right? Real people, real radio. But we have hope. And he lived the life. He lived the Jesus way. He did. That we just played from Phil Wickham. Well, as we continue to wind down the month of May here on WWIB, as we look ahead to next month, Planetary Alignment, a spectacular June sky show is on tap.
Yes, this is very interesting as not one, not two, not three, not four, but six planets will be aligned. And you may be able to see them if you get up early enough.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everything from Mercury to Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune all aligning in the early morning sky.
Yeah, but now, I'm not sure the exact time of this, but it's certainly something we were treated to the Northern Lights the other day, or night rather. And so this is kind of on the opposite end of time for the early rises.
Yeah, they're saying this alignment will be most visible on June 3rd, about an hour before sunrise, though it can be observed a few days before and after June 3rd.
Now, some of the alignment will be visible to the naked eye, although spotting Mercury might be a bit tricky due to its close proximity to the sun. For a closer look at Uranus and Neptune, you'll need binoculars or a telescope, as they are too faint to see without optical aids. But still, I mean, being able to clearly see three to four of six planets is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. Hey, to make the most of the event, find a location with minimal light pollution and a clear view of the eastern horizon.
All right, looking forward to that coming up very shortly. 747, 61 degrees here in the WIB Wake Up Show on this Friday morning leading into the long weekend. We bring you everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports, politics and pop culture, getting you caught up because we know you like to stay informed. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, NASA has unveiled a new way to predict weather using artificial intelligence.
It's great. Soon we'll stop blaming meteorologists for poor weather predictions, and instead we can blame Siri and ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Well, a record-breaking 3.51 million people are set to take to the skies this holiday weekend, marking the busiest airport traffic since the year 2005.
If you're flying out of Minneapolis, the security line starts down in Iowa.
Bring snacks.
According to a study, trying just one cigarette leads most people to a daily smoking habit.
Just too bad that doesn't work with exercise.
I know.
Well, today's parents think children should ideally be starting their future career path at the age of 5.5.
Forget play dates. They've got their kids networking on LinkedIn.
Oh, dear.
A Tesla owner got locked inside of her car for 40 minutes in the hot sun while it was installing a software update.
Elon Musk says it wasn't a bug, it's just Tesla's new hot yoga feature.
Sorry.
Roughly 4 in 10 Americans say they want to vote from their computer or mobile device in the next presidential election.
Preferably in an app called Candy Crush Election 2024.
Folks would like that.
And finally this morning, a study found that people who make it to 100 are happier than people in their 60s and 70s.
That's because unlike people in their 60s and 70s, people who turn 100 are probably only a year or two away from paying off their student loans. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. A number of teams punching their regional crowns and tickets to the sectional level in softball last night. One of them that we had for you, as Halvo called the game on our sister station WOGO, of Chi-Hi defeating Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln to win their regional championship. And I was on the McDonald Live video stream for the Lady Max over Colfax 10-0. One of those games included a 15-strikeout no-hitter from McDonald's senior pitcher Katie Ruff, and afterwards she told WQOW.
Tonight we really all showed up on different aspects. We had a lot of barrels that really sent the ball flying pretty far tonight, but tonight we really came together as a team to bring home a regional championship.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and the usual time for the best of the week, but this time around, Caleb, it's going to be different than any time before because it's the best listener ever. I mean, we love and appreciate all of you, but Jerome Jacobs has been there throughout. You've heard him. I played a drop earlier this morning where he talked about happy 50th anniversary. I've been there for all of it, and
yeah.
He meant it. This is a guy who listened from early in the morning until late at night. I mean, from early in the morning. I could call him after 5:30, and he'd be awake listening. And so I found out earlier this morning from my friend Rebecca Husted in Menominee that Jerome had contracted pneumonia in late March and had struggled after and had passed and gone into the arms of Jesus on May 21st. And what a great brother in the Lord he was. And he was in Chippewa for our 50th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, and I still remember, and again, just sometimes we communicate by phone or text, you know, different things too. But when we get a chance to actually see you, to shake your hands, to look you in the eye, and so I still remember just that firm handshake that Jerome had. And again, just such a kind, gentle, dear man. And I also remember the voicemail that he left in honor of Mabel Louise and his challenge to us to carry on that legacy of Warren and Mabel Louise Stewart. And just, again, such a dear, beloved friend of us here as we want to honor him.
I've had some tears this morning. And it was your comment to me off the air about how that impacted you and Mabel's passing that got me thinking, hey, maybe we could change up the best of the week. So we've got a few different drops. I've been able to go back and find a few things that he said. Let me go to the first one here. It's JJ1, and this is him. And this is just an example of how encouraging it can be. It's from a Saturday, March 19th of 2022.
Hi, Dawson. This is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp, your dad's friend for years. And I have intended this morning to call and make a pledge, just hadn't got around to it. And then when I heard your dad call and remind us, I'll do it quickly, and I do not want a prize. And $10 for those made and $5 for those not. Have a great day. It's always good to hear you on the radio, Dawson. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I mean, he was so loving and encouraging.
An encourager, a Barnabas, is what I hear. You know, Barnabas in Scripture,
totally.
A son of encouragement.
Yes.
That's what Jerome was before passing into glory earlier this week. I mean, he had a mission and carried it out.
And he loved all the announcers on the air. I remember he loved the weekend announcers. He loved Steve Snyder. I mean, he just loved the announcers and cared about us, as you could hear his care for Dawson there. And he'd been a volunteer for years. We used to, you know, been working in other ways to do our mailings. But for years, we would send out these monthly mailings, and he was faithful and loyal with that. I met him after the Sri Lanka tragedy, December 26, 2004, where God gave me the idea to, what if we had a used toy sale? We had one in March. We got all sorts of things donated. My wife was like, what did you get us into? He found out that, okay, your wife's way more gifted an organization than you are. And by God's grace, $9,000 went to World Vision as a result of that. But Jerome was there, and our friendship continued these next 20 years. And this is him from Mabel Louise's 100th birthday. Here's his call that day.
Hi, Mabel Louise. Happy 100th birthday. This is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. And may it be a blessed, special time for you. You've just been a great and faithful service in our Lord's service. I was thinking yesterday that we all look forward to spending eternity with our Lord and Savior. And I also look forward to spending much time with you and Warren. May the Lord bless you each day. Love you, Mabel Louise. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Again, that from Mabel Louise's 100th birthday. And then, of course, this past December, shortly after she turned 101, we let you know on a Thursday that Mabel Louise had gone home to be with the Lord on December 27th, and Jerome left this message.
Hi, this is Jerome Jacobs from Knapp. Just wanted to acknowledge Mabel Louise, the wonderful, dedicated Christian lady she was. Knew her for near 50 years. Had the privilege of helping with doing the letters for several months, and she's just a wonderful lady, and I'm just so thankful to see her at the 50th celebration for one last time. My deepest sympathy to the family and all those that have loved her. Just God bless you all, and keep station going, as I know you will. Love you all. God bless. Bye-bye.
There he is, Jerome Jacobs, 86 years young, gone home to be with the Lord. June 9th, 1937 to May 21st, 2024. Jerome, thank you so much for the legacy you leave behind.